My name is Lance Johnson. I am the Towson University Alumni Association president, but my views today are not representative of the Towson Alumni Association president. They are mine and my own. I'm Lance Johnson. Let me start by saying thank you, Governor O'Malley, Comptroller Francho, and Treasurer Kopp for hearing me today. I'm a Towson University Hall of Fame member. I played for the Baltimore Blast for 11 years, and I'm a commercial lender at First Mariner Bank. Let me start by saying I was a member of the task force and understand how the athletic department and the president arrived at the decision to discontinue baseball and soccer, but I respectfully disagree. Cutting the two programs is a solution to financial mismanagement of the athletic department, and these two programs were used as a scapegoat. By mismanagement, I mean adding over $1 million in expenses with no sustainable revenue source. Taking a step back, what I don't understand is how the decision was made to reinstate baseball and not soccer. Funding for this was provided by the state, which is why I'm here today. The legislature ultimately approved a USM incentive match program for institutions competing in NCAA Division I sports. The program provides Towson a window of opportunity to address Title IX inequalities and projected future funding shortfalls. It also provides supporters of baseball enough operating assistance to engage in a fundraising campaign that might enable the baseball program to be self-sufficient by fall of 2015. I applaud the baseball team for their efforts to get this done. The program will require institutions and boosters to raise private dollars to match state assistance. But I ask you, why wasn't the soccer program given this opportunity? The task force was told cutting only one sport was not an option, but why is it now? Raising money to support operations was not an option, and we were told on the task force only a $12 million endowment per sport would make them self-sufficient. I ask you, what has changed? The sports were originally discontinued for their negative impact on Title IX, financial sustainability, and competitiveness. If money was allocated to reinstate baseball, surely it makes sense to also reinstate the soccer team, which has fewer males, fewer scholarships, costs less to operate per year, and has had multiple national rankings over the last 10 years. This equates to less of an impact on Title IX, financial sustainability, and it enhances competitiveness. I'm sure you can see my confusion. Maryland is spending $2.6 million on Title IX, $2 million to reconfigure the softball field, and $300,000 a year for operating expenses. Compare this to a $350,000 investment if soccer was reinstated. If the university and the state are trying to fix a Title IX and financial sustainability problem, why wasn't soccer saved? Please don't let soccer be the scapegoat for this financial mismanagement. A mistake has been made, so let's correct it. Thank you.